relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
All right, I teased this at the opening of the first hour. I said today's motto for America First, our cri de coeur will be, bivalves are animals too. Don't you eat those bivalves. Do you know what a bivalve is? Go on, you do deep down, right? Do you like seafood? Bivalves, oysters, that's what they are. You will not believe this news. We're going to talk about serious stuff in a second, but I've got to share this. This is from Dr. Thomas D. Williams. I don't know if he's still the Rome correspondent for Breitbart, a very, very smart man. This is his latest article. Oh, shucks, PETA fights for oysters' rights in push for veganism. So, you know, PETA, you've heard of those people? People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. As my friend Chris Plant has the morning show in DC says, people eating tasty, what is it? People eating tasty animals. That's the other version of PETA. But they have a new crusade now. They are rushing to the defense of oysters and other bivalves, insisting that they should be respected and never eaten. Quote, this is from the PETA website. Oysters are never vegan. This is a short video that they presented on Twitter on Saturday. Quote, bivalves are animals that deserve our consideration and should never be eaten or used in any way. Their shells are torn open and their bodies are cut up. It's an oyster, you snowflake. Next story. I like oysters. Love that. It's just a vehicle for Tabasco. I mean, really, it's a vehicle for Tabasco. It's a vehicle for black pepper. It's a vehicle for lemon juice. Love all those things. You seriously have to wonder, do these people have a life if their mission is to stop you from eating oysters? Do they have any idea? Any idea what the rest of the world thinks of them? How about this news? This is from Human Events, a great new website. We love Breitbart. We love Town Hall, Daily Caller, Daily Wire, The Federalist. We love all of those sites. We especially like Human Events, Ronald Reagan's favorite publication, back in action under the leadership of our friend Raheem Kassam. According to this is a report from Human Events. According to a Siena College Research Institute poll released today, Donald Trump is more popular in New York than Mayor de Blasio. I wonder why that is. Could it be because one of them actually keeps his promises and isn't a socialist? Or this? This is what drives me. I discussed this, but I'm going into a little bit greater detail in this segment. So the president demonstrates to the world last week what the art of the deal looks like. We have a crisis. We have more than 100,000 illegal. That is a sizable town. 100,000 people crossing our borders illegally every month. We have children being trafficked. We have women being trafficked into sex slavery. We have drugs crossing our southern border. Just the opiates alone killing more than 72,000 people last year. Remember, that is 20,000 more than died in our whole engagement in Vietnam. All the years of our engagement, more people die in a year in America because of what is being smuggled across our southern border. Not to mention everything else. Everything else. Just the human suffering. And lastly, the thing that isn't mentioned regularly enough. Every time somebody is smuggled across the border, every single time somebody is smuggled by a coyote across our border, who profits? The drug cartels, the coyotes, organized crime. As long as we allow it to happen, we are, by dint of our omission, by the fact that the Democrats have frozen the number of beds at DHS detention facilities, have capped the amount of funding for ICE agents, for CBP agents. Every time that occurs, an act of willful omission, we are assisting the bad guys, the cartels, the drug smugglers, the coyotes. Why would, forget it, I mean, forget for a moment if you can, forget the children that are being used as props at the cost of $400 a day, being hired out, two-year-olds, being hired out to the coyotes so they can pretend when they bring 10 people across the border, oh, look, it's a family unit because they're carrying a two-year-old. The two-year-old who is smuggled back across the border into Mexico so that they can be used the next day as a prop for another group of people being smuggled across the border. Forget about the human toll on the children. Why would you want to help the cartels, the evil cartels, make money? So the president does what? He's had enough. I know the man. I worked for him. I was a strategist in the White House. You can read about my experience working for the 45th president of the United States in my book, Why We Fight. He is a pragmatist. He's a patriot. He loves his country, but he's a problem solver par excellence. And he just wants to fix the problem. So what does he do? He sees caravans, tens of thousands of people traipsing across Mexico from the south, from South America, Central America, and other parts, Central Asia. We've seen the reports from Sarah Carter of Bangladeshis, of Pakistanis, of Afghans in these caravans, using them to piggyback their way into the United States. These individuals are not being stopped by Mexico. So the president says, look, even if you're a Mexican citizen and you're applying for asylum, which you may or may not qualify for, you don't get to stay in America if you came here illegally. Go back to Mexico. You're a Mexican citizen. Go back to Mexico until your hearing is actually tabled. Mexico hasn't stopped the caravans. You shouldn't be here illegally if you're a Mexican. So I'm going to impose a 5% tariff. The left goes nuts. The media goes crazy. The GOP establishment goes crazy. We have Senator Mitch McConnell stabbed the president in the back on Tuesday night saying, oh, we're not going to support this. Tariffs, always bad. Wrong. This nation was in part built originally after our Revolutionary War against Britain on a very stringent application of tariffs. When we were young and we were poor, we used tariffs to build our income. And what happened? The president said, I'm going to impose a 5% tariff across the board for anything coming in from Mexico. And it will increase. And what did he announce yesterday? We won. Mexico caved. They're sending 6,000 troops and police to the southern border to seal the border with Guatemala. we're going to be imposing this system whereby if you're Mexican and you come here illegally and you want to have asylum, you have to go back to Mexico until your asylum case is verified or rejected. And what's the response from the New York Times? Maggie Haberman, Michael Shear. Oh, well, the Mexicans agreed to this in December. So what? NATO agreed to pay their fair dues 30 years ago. What have they done for 30 years? Nothing. Until along comes Donald Trump and says, guys, the U.S. taxpayers not going to pay for your defense anymore. Stump up what you agreed to pay. And soon enough, they did. It's called the art of the deal. It's called hardball. Let me ask one question of Maggie Haberman, the hack. Something amazing happens in the interest of your country as an American. And what's your first reaction? How I can undermine it and spin it into an attack on the president. What on earth drives you, woman? That's your first reaction. It's good for you, for your children, for all Americans, and for those who are being smuggled, but you want to spin it. Pathetic. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Gail Trotter next here on the show.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Gorka.
Hi, this is Seb Gorka for my friends at besthotgrill.com who make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills. Stop replacing your worn-out grill every couple of years. Buy a Solaire grill that is built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant-quality food in your own backyard. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster. Learn more about these amazing American grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire grills at besthotgrill.com.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda PhishLine, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
How you feel in bed matters, whether you're awake or you're asleep. So make your bed the most comfortable place in your house with a fresh set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our signature soft sheets are made exclusively from the finest organic cotton on earth. They start out soft and get softer and softer over time. You can't find sheets like this in a big box store because we're not there. These are $1,000 sheets for a couple hundred bucks and the only sheets loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Not to mention, 97% of our customers surveyed said they sleep better on Boll & Branch sheets. You get 100 nights to fall in love with your new Boll & Branch sheets, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and right now, get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM for $50 off. BollandBranch.com. Promo code CALM.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Yes, welcome back, friends. So much to talk about. We have a couple of lines free. Tom will be next after our next guest. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. Our next guest is an old friend of ours, Gail Trotter. Follow her on Twitter. G-A-Y-L-E, Trotter, with two T's. She is a practicing lawyer, political analyst, an all-round sound individual, especially when it comes to things such as the Second Amendment. Welcome, Gail, to America First.
It's a great honor to join you today.
Very kind, very kind, very kind. Next time you're going to be in studio with me, right, Gail?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Gail, we have a regular segment here on Friday where we talk about Second Amendment. We'll have you back for that as well. But let's take a moment. We'll talk about domestic politics. We'll talk about your latest podcast and what you have to say about the insanity that's occurring on Capitol Hill. But one thing that is so almost universally missed when it comes to a discussion of gun rights and the Second Amendment is who are disproportionately negatively affected by any attempts to legislate away our rights. And you've been a real champion for this issue for years and years and years. Tell our listeners here in America First, because we're across the nation, 300 stations, affiliates, and platforms from Los Angeles to New York. Who do we have to think about as being the most disadvantaged as soon as somebody goes after our Second Amendment rights, Gail Trotter?
I am so glad that you raised this because, unfortunately, this is not part of the conversation that you hear in the mainstream media. This is not part of the conversation that you're hearing from partisan presidential candidates. And I think this is something that is just common sense. And if people think about it for a moment, they realize that the people who are most disadvantaged by efforts to restrict our Second Amendment constitutional rights to have firearms are those who are in a position where they are not as able to defend themselves. So you're talking about law-abiding citizens, you're talking about women, you're talking about people in dangerous neighborhoods, you're talking about elderly folks. So when you have any politician out there talking about gun safety, they like to call themselves gun safety activists.
Right.
They're missing the most important part of this equation, and it's who is actually benefiting from being able to defend themselves. And it's people who are in a more defensive posture who can take a firearm and use it to reverse the balance of power.
I mean, this is what Samuel Colt, it may be apocryphal or not, but it doesn't matter. It's true. It's the great equalizer. You know, I'm 250 pounds, 6'4". I'm probably going to be okay unless somebody comes at me, you know, with a weapon. But if you're 100 pounds, if you're frail, if you're elderly, if you're a woman, you know, the great equalizer is your capacity to exercise your Second Amendment rights. So this is left out of the equation. Where are we right now? I know a few years ago you fought for these issues on Capitol Hill. You fought for,
yes,
you know, the rights of women, especially to be able to protect themselves. Where do you see us right now in 2019? Are things moving in the right direction, Gail Trotter, or are you still significantly concerned?
I am still concerned. I'm a strong believer in the maxim, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And you see that any time there is a mass shooting or event where people who are fundamentally opposed to the Second Amendment can use that situation in order to advance their extreme agenda of disarming the American people, they're going to do that. And you continue to see this outcry. And it's very interesting because the New York Times had an article outlining the Democratic presidential candidates' positions on gun control. And the New York Times is saying that these Democratic candidates are trying to get into this conversation in a way that we haven't seen in past years. And as you know, very well, President Donald Trump has been a strong defender of the Second Amendment, and he has put up essentially a firewall. But there are unrelenting efforts. You see former Mayor Michael Bloomberg throwing tens of millions of dollars to take away the very most important civil right that we have, and that is the right to choose to defend ourselves. And so they're not going to let up, and people who support the individual's right to choose to defend themselves, they can't fall asleep at the switch or give up either.
Let's be very clear about what we're talking about here, Gail. The idea that the Democrats will take the House and the Senate, or the House and the Senate and the White House, and then they'll pass a handful of gun restrictions, gun right restriction bills, and then they'll stop and they'll leave us be, that is an utter fantasy, is it not, Gail Trotter?
It is a fantasy. And look at what these presidential candidates are proposing. And this is just what they're starting out. We've seen that when Democrats get into office, they go even further than what they say on the campaign trail that they're going to do. Cory Booker has advocated a national gun license program that he says would be like how you get a passport, that you would have to turn in your fingerprints to the federal government. You would have to sit down and have an interview. And it's so outrageous to me that the same people who are pushing unlimited rights on the abortion front and making sure there's, quote, no undue burden on the abortion right are putting crazy burdens or trying to put crazy burdens on the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment is in the black text of the Constitution itself. Look at Kamala Harris. She says if Congress doesn't act, if she were to be elected president, she would put all sorts of gun restrictions through executive actions that would just be made by the president, wouldn't have any of our elected officials in Congress voting on them. Look at Eric Swalwell. He has advocated a mandatory buyback program for military-style weapons.
The man who joked about nuking all gun owners in America. Let's just be, you know, mindful of this man's sense of humor.
Yeah, and I can't imagine that he would go there with that kind of go anywhere with that kind of attitude about so many of his fellow Americans who have a real interest in making sure that they are able to defend themselves, defend elderly people in their neighborhoods, defend their communities. And when you see the, I would say, very extreme proposals of these Democratic presidential candidates, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is what they're willing to be out there discussing. And they're saying that they're going to, quote, fight the NRA. But in truth, they're fighting American citizens, and they're fighting our Constitution, and they're not going to let up. And I think that anyone who understands how vital this right is should not let up either.
That is very powerful, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to credit you with it. When they are attacking the National Rifle Association, they're actually attacking your rights, and they are attacking the Constitution of our republic. Incredibly well said. We are talking to Gail Trotter, practicing lawyer, political analyst. Follow her on Twitter at Gail Trotter, T-R-O-T-T-E-R. She's graciously agreed to stay with us for one more segment. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. Stay tuned.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776. Don't delay. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 now.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Lowe's knows dads do it right by having go-to brands and knowing where to get them. We do it right, too, with savings on the brands he loves that also make great Father's Day gifts he'll love. Stop in today during Craftsman Days for all kinds of deals on Craftsman tools and power equipment, like a Craftsman 21-inch gas push mower now for just $199 for the perfect gift to make his day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/19. See store for details, U.S. only.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
More Hall & Oates. Great. Fabulous band. I mean, truly a fabulous band, acoustic or otherwise. We are back with Gail Trotter, practicing attorney, political commentator, expert on the Second Amendment. And now we're going to talk about her latest podcast. As we are sitting here, John Dean, yes, the disgraced individual associated with Watergate, is testifying on Capitol Hill, the man who Trump recently called, President Trump called, CNN sleazebag. And I think that's a pretty, pretty good summary. At the same time as the hearings on, quote, presidential obstruction continue, we have Jerry Nadler. I'm going to try and not qualify anything about Jerry Nadler. You know who he is, saying that for the time being, how gracious of him, he's going to slow roll the contempt of Congress charges against Attorney General Barr. I know not what for exactly, but in the meantime, he's going to slow them down because the Justice Department has agreed to turn over key evidence from the Mueller investigation pertaining to the presidential review of obstruction of justice. Because Jerry is going to find stuff that 40 FBI agents, 19 prosecutors, 500 interviews, 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses didn't find. Gail, this Jerry Nadler, he must be a superhero.
Yes, and I think that Hall & Oates song is just perfect to describe the situation. I can't go for that. The thought of bringing John Dean to testify before Congress, like he has anything useful to add.
John Dean, let me. This is so true, Gail. John Dean is testifying about the Mueller investigation. Based on what relevance?
I mean, it makes your head spin thinking about it. I mean, how desperate have the Democrats become to think that he would be a star witness in their efforts to continue to overturn the election of 2016 that they just cannot admit defeat in?
They're gonna dig up witnesses from the Kennedy assassination next. They're gonna go back. They're gonna find somebody from, you know, the Civil War who's in suspended animation and roll them out of the cryo freeze.
I mean, right, the grassy knoll.
The grassy knoll. Mueller. It was Robert back. Mueller was on the grassy knoll. Clearly,
he must have been.
Is this a sign of? It should be. Look, we're laughing, Gail. Should we be laughing? Should we be concerned? I mean, this is clearly a sign of desperation, but it's also a sign of how they're zombies. They just will not stop.
No, and they were ill-advised to go out so far on a limb and have all their fantasies and hopes pinned on the Mueller report, which, as we both know, landed with a resounding thud. It did not deliver what they promised. And now they are trying to recreate it, open it up again, trying to extend it. It's just essentially a temper tantrum that they're having because they cannot tolerate the fact that the Mueller report did not generate the result that they wanted. And I'm sure very few of them actually read through the Mueller report. So what you're seeing is not even informed.
But if Jerry Nadler gets to see the evidence that didn't lead to a charge, then it's just a game changer, right, Gail?
Yeah, he would like you to believe that. He would like to convince the American people that there's some smoking gun out there that was not in the Mueller report that has been kept aside, and he is going to be the hero. He's going to be Superman. He's going to ferret it out. And the truth is that this is just a complete – I mean, if it weren't so unfair to President Trump and his administration and all the Americans who voted him into office, if you put that aside – in this part of the conversation, and just think about the use of congressional resources to continue to pursue this after you summed it up so well, $30 million, all these interviews, all of these people working on this for 2+ years, but to continue to waste government resources instead of taking care of the problems that are truly pressing our country right now, it's malpractice. It's congressional malpractice.
This is the big question. I just want to ask, Democrats, call in. I want to get your input. If you voted for the Democrats last year, what have they done for you since January? Just tell me. We have been talking to Gail Trotter. She is a champion for the truth. Follow her on Twitter at Gail Trotter, TROTTER. She's going to be in studio next time. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls. We're going to talk to Tom next after the break. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. But first, a message about Relief Factor. It is a product I absolutely endorse. from the bottom of my soul. Why? Because it's real and it works. That's why people like Dennis Prager also endorse it. Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher. And that's why tens of thousands of you listening buy it every month, because it relieves pain. It does what Seth and Pete Talbot, the father and son team behind it, said they wished to accomplish. Totally natural. Omega-3 fish oils, resveratrol, curcumin that attacks inflammation and pain at source. For me, it was a lower back pain issue resolved within 2 weeks. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. Come on, less than $20. Is that worth it to get your life back? Go to relieffactor.com. Order your three-week quick starter pack now. You will not regret it. You should be part of the success story that is Relief Factor. Back to your calls, 833-334-6752 from the relieffactor.com studios of America First.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Warning, sharks sighted in water.
Warning signs are handy, but you may not always get one when it comes to your identity or the personal information on your devices. Good thing LifeLock includes Norton Security for more detection and more protection. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock looks out for identity threats like your info for sale on the dark web, and Norton Security protects against online threats like ransomware. Join at LifeLock.com and use promo code SMART to get 10% off your first year.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I have to continue the story I discussed earlier. It's stunning. So this is from the Daily Mail. Daily Mail, I don't know how they do it, but they get some of the craziest scoops. Being re-reported by Dr. Susan Berry at Breitbart. Report, International Planned Parenthood allegedly hired prostitutes for staff, donors, guests at official functions. The international branch of Planned Parenthood, the IPPF, allegedly hired prostitutes for staff, donors, and guests at official functions, states a report by the Daily Mail that has received little attention by most media. The explosive story has been developing since January as the UK's Department for International Development, they do the foreign aid, has been embroiled in controversy over a donation of £132 million to the IPPF. I mean, we give them $500 million here in America, and the Brits give their international branch £152 billion. According to the Mail, Lucien Kouakou, a former IPPF regional director in Africa who had been fired over allegations of sexual misconduct, accused the International Planned Parenthood Foundation in an internal email sent to the organization's London headquarters of regularly providing sexual gifts to guests at official African events, pro-abortion events over a period of years. Kouakou specifically accused Alvaro Bermejo, IPPF regional director, of telling him that under a previous regime, quote, there was promoting of prostitution within the organization where prostitutes would be organized for IPPF staff, donors, and partners during functions. Is anybody out there surprised that the international version of Planned Parenthood is paying for prostitutes for their donors and their employees? Really, seriously, anybody surprised? Give me a call. Our number is 833-33-GORKA. That's G-O-R-K-A, 833-334-6752. We're watching the coverage. President Trump is currently making remarks while meeting the Indy 500 champions at the White House. If he says anything news-breaking, we will share it with you instantly. But I've been promising Tom we have almost a full call board, and Tom's been waiting very, very patiently for almost an hour. Tom in San Antonio, Texas, welcome aboard. Tom, are you there? Let's go to line three, Richmond, Louisville, Kentucky. Sorry, Richard, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
Hi. If you want a good example of why we shouldn't support the Democrats' big government programs, look at the $40 million that the Democrats have spent on the Mueller investigation based on a fraud. Based on a fraud.
And Richard, they're still doing it. And they still want to investigate it. They still want to spend more of your money.
Right. Yeah, it's a shame. And I hope people wake up to what it's going to cost them if they support this kind of thing.
I think people are waking up. What do you think, Richmond? Tell us about what's going on in Kentucky. Are people waking up to this insanity?
Well, I think so. The people I meet are pretty well aware, it seems to me, that the Democrats have been conducting this fraud for 2.5 years, and the truth needs to be brought out.
It does. It does. Yeah. And there are a handful of people who are trying, but we need all of your support. Thank you, Richard. Everybody else listening, you've got to get the message out. In discussions, in conversations, on social media, you are part of the team. Let's go to line one. Jeff in Houston, Texas, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. I grew up in a border town, El Paso, and Mexico exists under our wing, protected and tucked in, and we seem to just let them push us around, and it doesn't matter really who is in office. Their counselor people meddle in our courts, district, and federal, and they seem to just push us around like we have some sort of collective guilt about the Mexican War. Where are all these people going to once they cross the border? Are we getting little Hoovervilles and little Hooverville city states, or are we going to end up with little pockets of them all over the Western United States? Is anybody keeping track of them?
How would you keep track of them?
Follow them. See where they go.
With what manpower? We have half of the CBP agents who should be manning the border are babysitting children. How would you track these people?
Keep up with them to a degree.
The FBI have got a job to stop terrorists and spies.
Well, we're having them crossing our border.
Look, along Jeff, we need a wall. That's how you fix this problem. Thank you, Jeff.
I wanted to keep going. Sure.
No, go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that the wall is one thing. We need to start making Mexico start manning up and doing what they're required
right.
to do.
Right. Well, that's
a neighbor. They exist. They have no threats from anybody, and they just kind of take us for a ride on just about everything. Like
that's
eggshells.
That's what happened yesterday, right, Jeff? When the president said, "What? I'm playing hardball. 5% tariffs." And what did the Mexicans do in reaction yesterday, Jeff? They caved, right?
We've got to push them further.
Oh, I agree.
Play hardball with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right? Because guess what? It works.
Well, that's the only way they're going to understand how serious this is. If we soft-pedal this and do what we've always done, they're not going to respect us, and they don't right now.
Oh, I think they're starting to. Don't you think they're starting to?
I hope so. I really do.
No. I think whether it's Mexico, whether it's the members of the European Union, I know it. I've seen it with my own eyes. They may not like Donald Trump. They may get heebie-jeebies when he tweets. But when it comes to understanding what he can achieve and has achieved, they understand. They understand.
I believe they'll go by the deeds and then they will follow suit.
Yeah, exactly. Because American leadership is back. Thank you, Jeff, for calling America First. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios, and I've got a very important question to ask all of you. Do you like broccoli? No, seriously. And without cheese. No cheese on top. Just broccoli. If you're feeling a little run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it may be because you're not eating enough of your vegetables and your fruit. I recently had Dr. Douglas Howard in studio and heard his fascinating story of the balance of nature that he produces, and I've decided to join his balance of nature team and immerse myself in this incredible product. Actor, entertainer, New York radio host, my friend Joe Piscopo has been taking Balance of Nature for a long time and is an avid advocate. Joe, tell me in a few words what our listeners can expect.
One of the best things about Balance of Nature is that you get a personal health coach with every phone call. And this is free for all Balance of Nature customers. Your coach is going to guide you through every single step of your personal wellness journey with Balance of Nature.
I mean, how cool is that? I got a letter from the doctor as soon as I started taking it, asking me questions. You have access to your personal consultant. Thank you, Joe. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can get a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Just go to balanceofnature.com and use the code G-O-R-K-A. That's balanceofnature.com, G-O-R-K-A.
Your retirement accounts are at risk. That's right. Your entire retirement savings have never been more exposed. If you have retirement investments, there is an IRS loophole that can save your nest egg. Don't let government bail-ins and fiscal irresponsibility wipe out your savings. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 to get Advantage Gold's explosive report that bankers and Wall Street do not want you to see. Your wealth is threatened by political infighting, massive debt, stock market volatility, and experts predict that the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the global reserve currency. Learn all about the IRS loophole that can protect you from massive losses. This IRS loophole could be your last chance to secure your assets. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 right now. Don't risk losing your entire retirement. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776. Don't delay. Text LOOPHOLE to 49776 now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy!
When the show finishes and you still can't get enough, I'll be on Fox Business tonight with the incredible, the beautiful, the talented, the intelligent Trish Regan, along with Lou Dobbs, Maria Bartiromo. The great team at Fox Business is fighting for the truth. I'll be on with Trish, 8:30 tonight, Fox Business, Trish Regan's show. Back to your calls. We've got Tom back. We lost Tom. Line one, San Antonio. Welcome back to America First, Tom.
Hi, Dr. Gurka. How are you?
Very well. Better than I deserve.
I very much appreciate your show and your command of the English language. I enjoy it very, very much.
That's very kind.
Listen, I was on 23andMe, the DNA site.
Why? Why did you do that?
Well, it was partially something you said. I wanted to find out about my genealogy, and I was pleased to learn that I'm 2% oyster. So I was very, very offended by your comments earlier in the show.
2% oyster. So are you a bivalve as well, Tom?
Listen, I've got a really quick comment, Doctor.
Yes.
I was in Washington, D.C. not long ago on business, and I carved out time to visit Arlington National Cemetery.
Excellent.
Which I'd never been before. And I paid my respects at the Tomb of the Unknowns, and then I went to President Kennedy's gravesite. I couldn't help but reflect on just being touched by being there, the magnitude and the honor of that kind of a place. When I read some of President Kennedy's words that are captured there, particularly the ones that's on the leader to your show and most well-known,
yes,
ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, it really struck me as how inverted that seems to be now with regards to entitlements and giveaway programs.
Yes.
That the Democrats seem to largely hang their hats on. It seems to me that during a national convention, for example, that the Democrats always trot out President Kennedy for the great love and respect and admiration for him and his memory, as do we as Republicans for Ronald Reagan. It's just the way things work.
Right.
But the fact that he lived by those words and really meant those words, and the Democrats hold that up and tout that, when in reality, that doesn't seem to me to be what they stand for 45 years later.
No, I think
you're thoughts on that are.
No, I wholeheartedly agree with you. It's about what can I get as a handout? What can I get for free? I mean, look, Bernie Sanders' messages is just built upon that one concept, what I am going to give you for free, which, of course, isn't free. It's not about sacrifice. It's not about giving. I mean, I actually have, I'm not joking, I'm going to photograph it now. I have on my studio wall the quote from Kennedy, and so my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. It's right in front of me next to the screen. Thank you, Tom, for reminding us the Democrat Party is not the Democrat Party anymore. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, also streaming at sebgorka.com, on iTunes, podcast, and YouTube. Look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, and America First. So much more to come.
This is the Salem Radio Network.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.